I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and an executive job search coach. Welcome. And this is episode 633 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and it focuses on one of those obnoxious, tough interview questions that we're spending a lot of time with this year. I know I'm going to have more than 150 answers to questions, but in the meantime, today we're dealing with the question, so, why have you had so many jobs? And if you're not a consultant, you know, this can be an annoying question to answer, but you know, we've got to deal with it, and I've coached a lot of people on how to approach this answer. So hope you find it helpful, and if you're not an exec, if you are happy just getting information from me, join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where the best of my information is curated there, and you can ask me questions about your job search and get terrific advice. So there's a 7-day free trial. I hope you take me up on it and join, and hope to be able to help you there. In the meantime, let me help you here, and let's get going. Today, I want to offer up one of those tough interview questions that show up from time to time. And that one is, so, as I look at your resume, you've had a lot of jobs. Why have you had a lot of jobs? You know, you can understand from an employer's perspective. They're hiring someone. They hope it's like a marriage that lasts for a long, long time. And you look like someone who, when the going gets tough, gets going. So, you know, there's a couple of different ways to approach answering this question. First one is, you know, if it happened early in your career, you can point to the fact that when you were young, you didn't have the perspective that you do now. And when things got tough, you headed for the hills. And you can acknowledge that and say, but I wised up somewhere along the line. I understood that sometimes persistence is more important than the short-term alleged gain. And I saw the tough through situations when they got more difficult. Now, if some of these changes, and this is now the second possible way of answering them, if some of these alleged changes were because you were a consultant and you laid out your resume in a way that you know, you didn't have your consulting firm's name there, but you had each of the individual engagements there, you can very simply say, of course, many of what you see there are consulting assignments where I was only expected to be there 6 or 5 months. As a matter of fact, some of the engagements ran long because they liked my work so much they, you know, kept me around longer than the original contract was for. And that becomes a second way that, you know, you can address it. A third way is, and this is a variation, and is for the more current economic time. If the changes are more recent, you can point to the economy. So, you know, each of these firms I intended to stay with for a long time. But the economy was such that it decimated sectors of our business. So eventually our firm, in an effort to survive, needed to cut people. I was the last one in. I became one of the first ones out. As much as people liked my work, and if you check my references, you'll find that, they liked the work of everyone in the group, and it became almost like eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know, when they made their decisions. It wasn't a reflection of my capabilities. It wasn't a reflection of my work. What I was told was they'll provide great references, but, you know, they basically chopped the newest one in. So that's how I would handle it from three different angles. It's based upon how it was in your career.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.